It's Friday.
Yes, and Dave Jennings
Friday
is on court mandated vacation.
Well, we don't want to go into details. He's not guilty. That's all I know. Like you and I are guilty.
No, we're we walk in and the judge goes, and we just kind of he looks at us, and we kind of look at him. He says, "You know," and go, "Yeah, we get it." And then we go to whatever we have to do.
I diffuse conversations all the time with people going, "Hey, did you do all this?" And I'll just send one word: guilty.
Guilty.
Let's bring in Sasquatch.
Just bring
Will Clark.
Just bring on the punishment. That's all we want.
And a half. All right, so the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, passed away at, he didn't make it to 100. He's 99, correct, till this morning?
Oh, my gosh, what happened?
He was 2 or 3 weeks from his 100th.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody that's 100-year-old dies, I always say, what happened?
He's got a fascinating story. Like, his life, obviously, he fought in World War II. He was a brilliant... He was a brilliant tactician on warships.
Yeah, he would tack things up on the corkboard. No. Hey, we need this lunch menu up, and he would tack it up.
But that's a big deal. And now since she is the real queen, and even though he's the husband, he can't be called the king. Like, he's not the king. He's still called Prince.
Speaking of Prince, a new Prince album comes out next week.
So, Will Clark, you broke the news earlier today, dominating the news today. He did have a fascinating life, Dwight.
I'm being serious. A new Prince album is getting released.
Okay.
It's called Welcome Number 2 America.
Okay.
Welcome to America.
Okay. Not true.
I swear.
It is.
He had a vault.
He's been dead for 5 years.
This guy, Prince, had a vault with... just hours and hours and days and weeks of
music. I don't care. Yeah, but he would have issued that stuff if he wanted it out.
He would have said, "I think maybe you should release that on the 20th.
That's actually how he talks.
Also, baby, I need a llama. You need a what? A llama.
Will.
Yeah.
Well, Clark, yes. Is there an update on the monkeys in Cincinnati?
Yeah, that's...
Apparently now there is some question as to whether or not the monkeys actually exist.
Oh, no. Come on.
Are we sure that they're...
Apparently, because there were some reports that the monkeys were 5 feet tall. There's some reports that they were smaller. There's a very blurry video that makes the Bigfoot video look like it's in HD.
Of course there is.
Cincinnati police say that it's probably turkeys because they have turkeys that rove the streets because apparently Cincinnati's just turning into a giant Jumanji game. And apparently the turkeys get up in the trees. So turkeys, monkeys, something. Just don't go to Cincinnati because there's wildlife there and it's probably trying to kill you.
Wait, reason number 836 why we shouldn't cross bridge. Got it.
If you can't. You can't discern whether it is a turkey or a monkey.
Right.
We've got problems.
Well, it was the middle of the night in Cincinnati. I'm willing to bet alcohol was a factor.
I'm smelling a cover-up here.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, this is a government cover-up. How many times have you seen this in the movie?
Absolutely.
To where the Planet of the Apes starts like this and they escape because they're the smart monkeys.
Yeah.
And they talk and all that. And then they all of a sudden, they cover it up by going, "Oh, it really wasn't. It was all just false reports."
No, it was turkeys. What?
It was swamp gas.
It was swamp gas. Yeah. How do we know that it's not like those little chaka chaka people from Land of the Lost?
You don't know that.
You know, because look,
chaka people.
Yeah, the chaka
chaka chaka chaka. Yeah, that was our answer. Remember? Did you see Land of the Lost?
They were a mix between Sasquatch, which is what you are, and Neanderthals.
Yeah,
they were a mix.
Oh.
But they were smaller. And their answer to everything, they go, "Welcome to Burger King, man. Take your order. Chaka, chaka."
And they go, "Cheeseburger, do you want fries with that?"
Chaka, 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 chaka.
Okay, large fries?
Chaka. Ask me what kind of shake he wants.
What kind of shake do you want?
Chaka.
Oh, very popular. Add a chocolate shake.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much every chaka meant everything. Okay, so... All right. One of the big stories is so we all know that the unemployment division of Kentucky's infrastructure has been maybe the biggest failure of all through COVID-19.
Yes.
And let's just name it. It's the biggest failure of all through COVID-19. Now it's shut down.
Well, and here's the thing. So Governor Andy Beshear says, we have to do better than this because people are saying, hey, there's, 200,000 of us, we're starving out here. We just want the unemployment that we've paid in. Give us our unemployment.
Yes.
His answer is always, oh, this is horrible. We must do better than this. And then he spends $12 million on a no-bid contract to an accounting firm to help straighten it out. Now, here we've been over a year, and there's still around 80,000 Kentuckians that haven't gotten one red cent of their unemployment. Now, the guy has a press conference every freaking day. I think now he's down to 2 days a week.
Thank God.
Yeah, right. Mondays and Thursdays for the
Again,
show. Yep.
This is the guy that you, after he leaves
calm
in the hallway.
Down, calm down, Zen.
After
Zen,
the guy leaves and he's in the hallway, everybody looks at each other and says, Zen. It could have been an email. But here's my point.
Okay.
Here's my point. The unemployment system gets hacked. Okay?
Yes.
And me, Senator Julie Rocky Adams, other legislators, several just everybody, all of these Kentuckians, their Social Security numbers, their private information gets stolen out of that breach.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of these press conference, he never once said, oh, by the way,
we've had a breach.
Everyone, your Social Security numbers are out there. I find out because my own Human Resources Department contacts me and says, hey, are you filing for unemployment? My point is, if you really care.
I'm sorry I asked.
If you really care about the Commonwealth of Kentucky, tell people their Social Security numbers
Zen,
were stolen.
Zen.
You're not the one that has somebody Zen. Out there buying a boat with your social.
I know. No. And now,
what a
so
jerk.
To that point.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They are completely shutting the system down because of your fraud and Julie Rocky Adams' fraud. So. We all so it's now they at least have excuse to say we've shut the entire program down because there's too much fraud.
Let me ask you a simple question. This is to both you, Sasquatch and you.
All right.
He spent $12 million on a no-bid contract. Accounting firms didn't bid for this. He goes, oh, this is here's an accounting firm. I'm guessing there's a relative there. Who knows? And he spends $12 million. Do you think? He's constantly blaming on it's an old system. It needs to be updated. Do you think $12 million might have updated that system? I'm not
know.
A computer genius or an IT guy,
yep.
But I think you could probably get it done for $6 million.
Probably. But it's if we've learned anything about state government, if it makes sense, they're not doing it.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
I better call the thoroughbred industry and find out if they're okay with
Alrighty, it. All right. We know how Dwight feels about the subject. That was just a passing news line. Hey, it's shut down now, so if you're expecting your money, it's not coming to time anytime soon.
Go ahead. But the thing with that, you can't put new claims in, but if you have a claim that's already in, apparently the back room stuff is still going to process. So if you're already in the system, that
okay.
should go. But if you try to put in a claim now through Tuesday, the system's not there until, I'm assuming, Tuesday at midnight.
But here's my issue with this. Oh, okay, wait a minute. So you're telling me you want me to trust the people who couldn't get 200,000 people their unemployment checks? You want me to trust them to correct this issue with my stolen information?
Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay. We need to listen to Elon Musk when he tells us he's going to do something, because basically every time he's said it, he's done it. And he's really made a lot of headways, obviously, in the space race. But he now says Jurassic Park is doable.
Oh, no.
And we need to listen to him, and we need to stop him.
Right.
Yes, we do. Because you remember how that movie went?
Yes, every single one of the movies ends.
Toilet.
Wait
yes.
a minute. Let's rewind the show.
Yeah.
Look what's going on in Cincinnati.
Oh.
Maybe it wasn't
a monkey. It was
an Elon Musk primitive man.
Or a dinosaur.
Or a dinosaur, right.
Raptors are running around Cincinnati. Yes.
This is the type of guy that the movie is based around.
I know.
The crazy billionaire that just wants to do this thing. He's got islands. Why don't I do it?
That's creepy.
And if he's talking about it, I'm going to bet he's already got people on it. Like there's an office somewhere and somebody's saying, "Tell me if we can do this."
Look on the bright side. If it goes south, he's got experience blowing up rockets. He could just send one over to the Jurassic Park island and take it out.
Life finds a way. All right. 212-2287. That's the number for the Bats. They got games this weekend and starting next week. I believe the Pittsburgh Pirates are coming to town. There's a whole bunch of teams that are doing scrimmages with the Reds. What's that?
Cleveland is next week.
Oh, that's awesome. So 212-2287 is the phone number.
I retweeted a picture right at sunset when everything's orange and reddish of Louisville Slugger Field this morning. And it just makes me want to get out there so bad.
It kind of hurts.
Yep.
My first cell phone was a Nokia.
I think mine might have been, too.
I got a Nokia because I held off on the cell phone as long as I could. I was like, I'm not doing it. And this is when there were just cell phones. There was no screen that you could text. There was no texting. It was just a cell phone. And the reason I bought one is because I was doing a remote for the rock station. And the sales rep was really, really pretty, and I was a weak-minded idiot. And I was just like, whatever you think I want, Shelly. Well, you really need to buy this expensive case, too. The case goes on, and it has a cardinal burn. You like the cardinals, don't you? And I was like, I do, Shelly. I do, Shelly. Can I get two? Can I get two of them? Well, you only have one phone, but I'll sell you two.
And then she did the thing where she said, okay, now attach the case to the side of your belt loop. And you did. She went, oh, you look gorgeous.
You look so hot.
Oh, my gosh.
I went.
Wait a minute. Are you a bank president or a captain of industry? I noticed that you have a communicator on your belt.
Oh, Shelly.
No, I'm serious.
No, I'm just a DJ. I went home, and Jackie was like, what is this? And I was like, I got a cell phone. And she was like, why do you have two cases? I was like, well, and she was like, was the sales girl really pretty with big boobs? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, okay, I get it.
I was on the weekend plan. Everybody, remember how expensive it was? I was on the 7 till 7, meaning at 7 p.m. till 7 a.m.
Right.
I could make free calls.
Yeah.
But any other call was like $1.25 a minute.
Right. So, oh, that's right. They used to charge by the minute. All right. Nokia is once back in the game. So they're releasing a cheap yet loaded smartphone. All right. They are going to offer this at $415. It's got 5G connectivity and four cameras. All right, and a 6.5-inch screen. So Nokia says, we want back in, we started this race, and we want to get in. Right now, they are Nokia is 0.06 of the market for cell phones, obviously dominated by Apple and Samsung.
You know who dropped the ball on this was BlackBerry.
Some of the, like, BlackBerry is still a viable stock because the innards of the BlackBerry.
Like, they're the ones that had the Bluetooth.
I think all they do
the
now
bit.
Is make phone guts.
Right, they make phone guts. Anymore. Yeah, the BlackBerry people make the guts of some of these other phones. So
well, that's
they're
attractive.
Still in the game. But yeah, what was your first cell phone, Will?
Well, he's a Sasquatch. It was probably a pine cone and a leaf.
Right, yeah, or a can.
I remember it was a prepaid account. It may have been one of those old Nokias that kind of look like a TV remote?
Yes. That had a plastic antenna, and most people said, yeah, the plastic part's just fake.
It's
the antenna's
sure.
in the
yeah,
bottom
yeah,
part. Just for sure.
Yeah, but we all felt good knowing it was there.
Yeah. When you watch movies now with those in there, you know exactly what year we're dealing with.
No, I know.
You're just like, oh, that's 1998 right there. All right, so Nokia back in the game. Folks, so
or if you were really old, you had the one that came in like the little miniature gym bag.
Oh,
you had that plugged into the lighter the whole time because
it was like a block of cheese.
On.
Yeah,
it was like a big block of cheese with an antenna on it.
Yeah, we had one of those, and you literally made the sound conk when you put it in the holder. Conk.
Beep. Boop, it made the boop. Law and Order sound.
Yes.
Tong. Okay. Do we do the joke of the day since there's no rim shot or? Do we pass till Monday?
Sasquatch, you got to go. Ba-dum-bum.
All right, we can do
can
this.
Can you do that?
You want to do a joke?
Yeah, do a practice one first. Go ahead.
All right.
No, all right. Okay. Do better. Hang on. He's got to do better
all
here.
Right, okay, yeah.
All right, he's hitting another practice one.
Here, let me find a rim shot. We could do a real one.
Oh, we can do a real one? Wow.
Don't you play the rim shot after every time Andy Beshear talks?
Well, because when the Andy show's on, I'm still taking my nap.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
You and everyone else.
Yeah.
What helps you fall asleep? Well, I just put on an Andy Beshear press conference, and I'm out like a light. Boop.
here's a nice coloring of our capital. This comes from Mrs. Henderson.
We want to focus on the new coffee shop in Bardstown.
I want to be a dentist.
It's called Grinders. No, that's not good.
I have an account on that site.
All right, do you have the rim shot?
Do it with your mouth again.
Give me that.
He's got it.
Okay, here we go. Joke of the day.
Look at that.
There we go. All right, go.
Sasquatch went and got a snare drum and a cymbal.
All right, we're running way late.
Okay, here we go.
It's 23.
Okay. All right, guy walks into the bar, orders a beer. All of a sudden, somebody down the end of the bar says, number 23. Everybody starts laughing. They're laughing. He's kind of befuddled. He doesn't know what's going on, so he continues to drink his beer. Somebody way in the back of the bar goes, 56. Everybody starts laughing. The whole bar erupts with laughter.
What's going on?
The guy's like, what is going on in here? So he asks the bartender.
It's the third time, so now it's the joke.
He says, barkeep, what's the deal? People are shouting numbers and everybody's laughing. He goes, oh, okay, you must be new here. Everybody in this bar comes here every single night. They know everybody's jokes, so instead of telling the jokes, we just assign numbers to them.
Right.
You shout out the number, people remember it, and they start laughing. He goes, oh, well, that's clever. He goes, let me take a look at it. Number 18, total silence. Number 18,
yeah.
Total silence. Bartender walks away and goes, some guys just can't tell a joke. The rim shot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Yucky, you're fired at rim shotting.
Hey, this is...
Because I found it literally 12 seconds ago, all right?
All right, listen, this is not a joke. Look, if your hairline's receding or if you're starting to get that thinning hair, men and women, go to the most trusted name in hair restoration. I'm talking about WeGrowHairIndy.com. You want to go to Indy because they're one of only two places in the entire country that have Artist Robotic FUE along with their trademark procedure, multi-unit hair grafting. Get your free private consultation right now by calling 804-49. I had mine done virtually a couple weeks ago. I'm going for my procedure in 2 weeks. Get yours today. 804-4997. WeGrowHairIndy.com.
Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and you're listening to Tony and Dwight. Well, East
Coast girls are here. It's almost beach blanket bingo time. How about that?
It is that time.
Did you see where the Witten pool? I had Randy from Backyard Oasis.
I saw that. How'd that go?
Went great.
I saw how you were kind of creepy on the young guy putting the full arm around.
That was Brandon, also from
You were kind of creepy
Oasis.
Uncle Close.
No, I'm not, man.
You look at the picture. His face looks like he's being terrorized.
Yeah, he does look very... my like, hug looks very unwelcomed.
Why is the old hairy guy touching me?
I'll tell you about him here in a bit. Listen, okay, so what kind of a guy are you when you fly? Are you the sleep on the airline or not? I can't go to sleep. I can't do it.
Anybody sitting next to me in a plane?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you, man.
No.
I you could be the most, I don't care. I just don't, I just want to sit here and get where I'm going. I have anxiety. Especially when I'm with the family, because you're in charge of the family. You want to keep your head on a swivel. There's weird people everywhere. But I that 30 feet of the TSA, I'm doing nothing but traveling, but I feel like a felon and a convict, and what am I doing wrong? And my bottle of hand sanitizer is too big, so now are they going to...
And you got to throw it away.
Are they going to beat the crap out of me
I
or
know.
Put me on a list? So I feel like a criminal for 30 feet. Once I get through that and I spend the next 20 minutes getting back dressed,
yeah,
where the little thing is, and then I'm standing there like an old person,
yeah,
because before I would just walk away, I've got everything.
Right.
But now I've got this OCD
me
weird
too.
Thing where like I have my wallet, where's my phone, where's the plane tickets? Okay, what do you got? You have this? Do we have children? Da-da-da-da-da. We don't want to leave anything. And then we can go. And then once we get to the gate, I'm pretty good.
So can you sleep on a plane?
Easily.
I can't.
Easily.
I'll take a pair of headphones, whether I'm listening to anything or not. Mm-hmm. I just put them on. Keeps you from having to talk to people. But after two decades, Linda Ferguson, Hey, Linda. She was a flight attendant. Is flight attendant?
Yeah, that's okay.
She was a high altitude. No. She was a non-gender specific high altitude peanut distributor.
Right.
How about that?
Yes.
She worked for the airlines for a couple of decades, and she's throwing some solid knowledge out there on social media. She says it's common for people to come on board with their own Lysol wipes and start wiping things down, like the armrest and the seats. And I've seen that, too. Fine. But she says, look, if you want to start going into this black light business where the germs are, never, ever, under any circumstances, eat anything if it touches your tray table. She says it's just absolutely filthy.
Okay, but
and rarely clean.
But you if you don't travel with the wipes and clean that thing down real good, real well.
I don't use it. I might use it to. Oh,
it's a savior for me. I put my arms up on it, or I'll lean on it a little bit to help sleep.
Both my wife and I. We put our iPads on there.
Then you're touching it. You just said you didn't use it.
I'll watch documentaries.
Your Honor, will you rewind and remind the witness what he said? He said he never used it.
Okay. I will also add that I said that I didn't touch it. I didn't say I didn't use it.
Well, how do you open it?
I touch the latch, but then it comes down automatically. Like that. Can I finish?
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry.
Additionally to that, she says if you do sleep on the airplane,
yeah,
under no circumstances should you lean your face against the window, which that's something my wife always does. Leans up against it, yeah, puts her big noggin up,
yeah,
starts going,
yeah,
to sleep.
That's bad. We have all in our carry-ons, we'll have those wipes that wipe it down, the uh-huh, sanitizer guys. So we wipe the whole area. We wipe the whole area. And I'm pretty sure nowadays, after COVID, they kind of sweep through after every flight, and they pretty much sanitize everything.
No, they probably say they do.
But depending on the airline.
No, I guarantee you they don't.
I guarantee you they do during COVID, Dwight.
I bet they don't. I bet they don't.
You're not trusting.
Yeah. I don't trust. Look, I just know people's work ethic in 2021.
This is a guy that used to eat things off the floor.
Of course.
Now doesn't want to touch the tray in the airline, in the airplane.
Well, all good scams must come to an end. Fortunately for Walmart, unfortunately for their employee at the West Virginia Walmart, he learned that he's going to be indicted on 3 counts of wire fraud.
Oh, Lord.
I call this a death sentence because, okay, the guy that did this, he's 63 years old. He was a Walmart employee in West Virginia. He started stealing and activating gift cards to the tune of $124,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Worth of gift cards between September 2019 and January 2020.
Wow.
If he's convicted of this, he's going to face 24 years in prison. He's already 63, death sentence, right?
Sure.
And on top of that, $250,000 fine for each count.
Yeah, his life's
for
over.
Each gift, he's done.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done.
He's done. Because, and people are like, wait a minute, 63, and so he'd be almost 90, right?
Yeah.
And the thing about prisons is it's such a healthy environment. So, you know, at least you get really healthy and clean up in prison. Yeah, no.
Well, there's a home inspector in Rochester Hills, Michigan. He's going to be out of work, and he's going to be out of friends, I would guess, very, very soon, if not already. Kevin Wayne Van Leuven is his name.
Kevin Van Leuven.
I am the home inspector. I am Kevin Van Leuven. Van Leuven.
This is chipped paint.
Let me see the cross space. What? The cross space. No. But look, this is just a slab home. No, there is always this cross space. He's a home inspector in Rochester Hills, Michigan. He was allegedly caught doing something nasty with an Elmo doll by a nanny cam. Kevin Wayne Van Leuven was charged with aggravated indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property under $200. Here's what's happened. While he was on a job inspection at the homeowner's nursery room, they detected movement on the nanny cam.
Uh-oh.
That's when the female owner checked her phone and claimed she was watching him have his way with an Elmo doll in the nursery room.
Poor Elmo.
I know. Hey, that's not how you tickle Elmo.
Elmo.
We said tickle Elmo.
What turns you on? It's the voice.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Elmo.
What in the world are you doing?
Stop that.
Stop that.
That's my no-no square.
You're naughty. Big Bird. So, what's the elephant?
Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus. No one ever does it to me.
Nobody does that to me.
No one ever uses my trunk. Anyway, the nanny cam caught the guy having his way with the Elmo doll. And then here's the disturbing part, if that's not disturbing enough. Keep in mind, this is a nursery. He put the Tickle Me Elmo doll right back to the original place after it was soiled.
Well, because he didn't want to get caught.
We'll say soiled.
Yeah, soiled, yeah.
Since then, he's been arraigned by police, and he's made incriminating statements admitting to it and has since apologized. But I'm guessing you might want to move out of Rochester Hills, Michigan, if you're ever going to see work again.
Well, you're not helping him because you're mentioning his name. But
well, some things you want to get that word out.
I had an inspector once show up, and I don't think it didn't go. He was kind of really, really picky. And I guess you need an inspector that's really kind of picky, don't you? I was trying to sell the house.
Right.
And he walked in, and he goes, hey, Tony Vannetti. I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I went Trinity. And I was like, yeah, great. What year? And he goes, well, we graduated together.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
dude.
And we were in the same classes.
Dude. Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
You're the
man,
guy.
I'm joshing you. Yeah.
Hey, aren't you
next thing I know, there was a list of 47 things that had to be done before.
Wait a minute, and here's the flip side of
it. I'm sure.
If you're buying the house,
yeah,
and you show up with your home inspector, and they knock on the door, and the door opens, and they say, hey, Frank, what do you say, Mike? How's Judy? Oh, she's doing well. How about Darlene? And they start conversing.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
Get another home inspector. Get
another one, yes.
Listen, if you want to be in business with people you can trust, let me tell you about this. I had my first experience yesterday with Backyard Oasis. It went wonderful. Randy came out. He brought one of the workers with him named Brandon, and they looked at our pool. Here's what I like.
It's the thing that sucks about owning a pool.
Right.
Is having to do all that stuff.
I'm telling you, man, the drag and the 70 pounds worth of sand and all this crap.
Not everybody can afford Enrique, the pool guy.
Right.
Right?
It breaks my heart watching Susan do this every year. I said, enough. I called Backyard Oasis. They showed up yesterday. This is how you win a Witten's heart and you win their business for good. I said, hey, Randy, what about this, that, and the other? He goes, what? I explained again. He goes, you don't need that. Why would you pay for that?
Oh,
Susan and I have
that's invaluable.
Yes. Susan and I have been paying for something we didn't even need to pay for.
Right, yeah. Right.
I was just frustrated and furious. He goes, that's all right. We're going to take care of you. That's what you get with Backyard Oasis.
What's the guy's name?
Randy.
Randy?
Yes.
I thank you because I'll be using that pool also this year.
Randy, that's not accurate information. Backyard Oasis is also your mobile pool store. Gone are the days when you're spending your important, your valuable, your precious day off standing in line in a pool store behind a bunch of strangers with a mask on waiting your turn, wasting up your day off. Stop doing it. Have Backyard Oasis come to you. Listen.
It really is you.
It's me.
The Backyard Oasis, your Backyard Oasis.
That's me. Right. We don't leave there.
No.
And plus, the neighbors love it when we swim al fresco, Tony. Hey, receive 10% off any service when you mention Dwight from WHAS.
That's not a dog toy.
Did I mention
it? It does squeak, though.
Backyard Oasis is also the place for maintenance contracts and building your in-ground pool or above-ground pool. They do it all. Give them a call, 249-5282, or do what I did. I went to Backyard Oasis KY. .com. You won't regret it.
All right, back after this. Keep it where you got it. It's Tony and Dwight Show, brought to you by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety. Dave Jennings is off today. Back after this. I will tell you what is a very good pizza and a very good thing to say and to go to tonight.
Yes. Friday night, baby. Every single Friday night, like clockwork. If you follow me on social media, you know it to be true. Susan and I kick off our weekend every single Friday night.
Every Friday.
Barino's Pizza, the Mama Barino's. Two frozen Coors Lights. We clink them. Mwah. Hello, weekend. But it doesn't have to be a Friday or a Saturday.
No.
No. Enjoy Barino's Pizza any day of the week. Every day is special
when you do a Bernal's Pizza. Dine-in, carry-out, delivery, Bernal's Pizza. Yeah, it's that good.
All right, we've got some good guests today. Wait a minute. Do we only have one guest, two guests?
We have one guest coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. He's from Discovery, the network Discovery.
Right, yeah.
He's doing a special on Ed Gein. If you don't know who Ed Gein is.
How do I know that name?
Ed Gein was a horrible, horrible person. He would murder people, make lampshades out of their skin.
He was a serial killer.
This is who they based Texas Chainsaw Massacre on.
Oh my God,
Ed Gein. So we're gonna dig into that.
So he did a documentary on that.
Yep.
We might need to get Haley in on that because she loves that stuff.
Yeah. Well, she's rumored to be a serial killer too.
No, she definitely is. She soul sucks everyone that's around her life.
Yes.
Right. She's kind of, you don't want to live.
After news, I'm going to tell you, if you ever get on the phone with somebody and you just can't hang up, I'm going to give you a life hack on how to get off the phone and you'll have a valid excuse. You're going to love this.
And the New York Times as evidence that there's something happening in an antimatter device that they can't explain.
Yeah.
And the quote is, "What monsters might be lurking there," end quote. They can't explain what's
Stop
going on.
Stop messing with stuff,
I
science.
I know.
Listen, this is Dr. Fauci, and that's part of our job as scientists is to mess with stuff.
Right.
I'm just saying is don't go open monster holes.
Back after this, you keep it where you got it. Tony and Dwight Show brought to you by the Kentucky Office of Highway
Safety. I actually did a paper on monster holes.
Yeah, right.